Let us pray. Father, you spoke the world into existence. You speak new life into us and give us the light of the knowledge of your glory in Christ. Give us the grace to receive your word and to rejoice in it. Amen. Biblical writers, of which gospel writers are prime examples, often frustrate us by refusing to provide all the details we desire in a story. John Grisham would do better. Now, if John Grisham had written today's gospel scene, we'd overhear a little dialogue between Simon and Andrew concerning Jesus. Stieg Larsson, he would have accompanied James and John through their morning routine. Patricia Cornwall would have clued us into the rumours that attended Jesus' arrival. It just sounds ridiculous, even, that on a call out of the blue, these four men would abandon their occupations and then just take off with Jesus. Okay, there are people who are spontaneous, but to find four of them on one beach on the same day? But perhaps we should be grateful that all the details are not in the text, or else our Bible would be multiple sizes bigger. And perhaps we are not meant to be reading in a spectator type of way, but instead are meant to be absorbing the story into our own psyche, whereby the lack of detail gives us the space to make it our own. So, for example, you're doing what you are usually doing in your own day and age when Jesus, as he is passing on the way, calls out, "Follow me." He might not say that to you, "and I will make you fish for people," because that was a pun that engaged the fishermen. But what might he be saying to you? Either way, Jesus invites you to follow him as he is on his way. It is an invitation to journey with him, to be his companion, and he will also be yours. Now, journey is a metaphor that has been used for both people of the Jewish and the Christian faith. The Israelites have always been accompanied by God from the time Abraham left his father's house to the exodus out of Egypt, the wandering around the wilderness, the journey into the promised land and the exile out of it. God was with them wherever and whatever circumstances they found themselves in. Likewise, Jesus, who first calls people to follow him at the start of his mission, at the end of it, he also tells them and assures them that he will always be with them. So what does this journey look like? Does it have the look of just downing tools and taking off? Perhaps not. There is a story of a woman named Cheryl Strayed who decided to hike 1,500 miles along the Pacific Crest Trail. A film was made of her book called Wild, and it starred Reese Witherspoon. It's quite spectacular, the scenery. It's a good movie, good book. Her intent was to redeem her life from the self-destructive course in which she had spent several years, from the fear and rage that had lived in her heart since the sudden death of her beloved mother when Cheryl was only 20. But in making her commitment to undertake this journey, Cheryl had a fair bit to travel first, which was a story in itself, as she reveals in her book. She writes, "There was the first flip decision to do it, followed by the second, more serious decision to actually do it, and then the long third beginning, composed of weeks of shopping and packing and preparing to do it. There was the quitting my job as a waitress and finalising my divorce, and selling almost everything I owned, and saying goodbye to my friends, and visiting my mother's grave one last time. There was the driving across the country from Minneapolis to Portland, Oregon, and a few days later, catching a flight to Los Angeles, and a ride to the town of Mojave, and another ride to the place where the trail crossed a highway. At which point, at long last, there was the actual doing it, followed by the grim realization of what it meant to do it, followed by the decision to quit doing it, because doing it was absurd and pointless and ridiculously difficult and far more than I expected it would be. And then there was truly doing it. Well, that's some précis for just the beginning of the journey. Now it says, Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. And John and James got out of their boat, leaving their father and the hired men, and followed Jesus. Well, I decided to follow Jesus as a teenager. And then, as a young adult, I didn't for a while. And then I came back and decided I really would that time. Or maybe the story of any major choice we make can be told in the way of choosing to have a child and how you live your way into that new identity and how many times you think you were crazy and how many times you think it was the best thing you ever did and how many times you think it's ridiculously difficult. It is rather a good analogy, for you cannot know what your child would be like, what it will feel like to be a parent in the tough times as well as the good times, what it will feel like to be completely ineffective, or to wonder if you could have done it quite differently. In following Jesus, we are following his invitation to be part of the kingdom of God, to repent, which means to return to God, and to believe, which means to commit ourselves wholeheartedly to the journey. This journey is not striking out on our own. We may not be sure exactly where it will lead, but in faith, we follow the Lord and have our hearts open to where we are led or where we find ourselves, and to work with the circumstances we may find ourselves in. Any profession immerses the practitioner in difficult journeys through the human dimensions, be it crime, in disease, in ignorance, and for which no lawyer, doctor, or teacher ever wanted, and yet had to be prepared to face. St. Paul wrote that God will work all things together for good for those whom God has called. Faith in that statement, as we travel on the journey, translates fear into courage and anxiety into perseverance. So as we get back into the routines and the shape of the year ahead of us, let us be aware of how we are journeying with Jesus. It is called to us to maybe get out of some of our routines, or is his call within them, but to journey more faithfully within them? Are you on that journey of beginning a journey, trying to prepare, tying up loose ends, working on your commitment? Or are you well on the way, you're in there for the long haul, and looking ahead and anticipating the bends in the road? Wherever we are, whether we feel novices or old hands, and sometimes you go between the two, Jesus is our companion on the road. And I pray this prayer, a prayer of blessing for your journey as it continues in 2020. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.